Drilling opponents lined up to urge council members to vote no, scuttling plans by Trinity East Energy to drill wells next to the city's Luna Vista Golf Course and the Elm Fork Gun Range, both city-owned parkland off Northwest Highway and Luna Road. Zach Trahan told council members approval of the drilling permits would set a dangerous precedent.
How are you going to deny future drilling applications on parkland? How are you going to deny future industrial operations that come knocking on the door wanting to use parklands this way?
Trinity East CEO Tom Blanton told council members to look at Arlington and Fort Worth, where drilling is successful in parks in the floodplain.
So I'm here to represent the fact that we can indeed drill safely and be good neighbors.
But Councilmember Philip Kingston wasn't buying it. He voted against the permits because of environmental concerns.
I've heard nothing in this chamber today to convince me that TCEQ was wrong when they said that drilling in the Barnett Shale has increased the number of VOCs in our atmosphere and contributed to smog formation.
Kingston and five other council members voted no, denying the required 12 votes to approve the drilling. Mayor Mike Rawlings announced that he is personally against gas drilling in Dallas.
To paraphrase Ecclesiastes, there is a place for everything under heaven, and I don't think that place for gas drilling is Dallas.
But he voted to approve the permits. Rawlings warned that the city would likely be sued for millions of dollars if the permits were denied. Trinity East paid the city $19 million in 2008 for the right to drill. And the mayor argued that the company probably wouldn't drill anyway because of low natural gas prices, and without drilling, the lease expires in February. CEO Tom Blanton says he's disappointed in the vote and says Dallas is the loser.
In fact, they're going to lose on employment, tax base, and royalties, and bonus money. I think Dallas lost today.
Blanton declined to say if Trinity East would sue the city. Drilling opponents left the city council chambers celebrating. BJ Austin, KERA News.